This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3202 for Tuesday, the 10th of November 2020. Today's show is entitled A Big Question and is part of the series Tabletop Gaming. It is the first show by new host Porrit Jerome Fallon and is about 19 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in his first show, Porrit asks a big life question. Well, okay, more like an undead question.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, my name is Patrick Jeroen Fallon, and I have a question. The question is about something with D&D, which is short for Dungeons & Dragons, a tabletop role-playing game. We're going to call it a tabletop RPG from now on. In Dungeons & Dragons, you play characters, you do an adventure with said character. I only know how to create characters by the way, first level characters by the way, and my sources are going to be the player's handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide, and most importantly, the Monster Manual. For all I know, you can't be an undead first level character, or at least one of the better undead, more powerful ones. Specifically ones which I like are the vampire and lich. Now the question is, what if you could be a vampire or lich? I'm asking this question because as I record, it's Halloween. Which undead would be better to be? A lich or a vampire? We're gonna have a look at the differences and the pros and cons of each undead. First, the lich. You all probably know what a vampire is, but not many people know what a lich is. A lich, it looks like a zombie from all I can tell from the art and the description on page 203 of your monster manual. But liches are not zombies. You should definitely not get them confused. A lich is basically a great wizard who wanted to live eternally forever. To complete that, they had to figure out how to become a lich. So a lich basically has a very important item, a phylactery. You can compare it to like the things Voldemort has, and then you need to destroy all those stuff to kill Voldemort. Basically, to kill a lich permanently, you need to destroy its phylactery. Now, Voldemort isn't a lich. You become a lich by first creating a phylactery, then killing yourself, and your soul goes into the phylactery. You do need to actually feed the phylactery with sacrificed souls, which you feed into it, so your soul stays bounded to the material plane, which is basically, like Earth or whichever planet you play on. Yeah, liches have great magical power. They can do power word kill, which instantly kills anyone with low enough hit points, basically. Yeah, HP, life thing. And they can cast tons of other spells. They have legendary actions, resistances, and lair actions, which only legendary creatures get. This basically means that they are very, very dangerous. Also, if you kill a lich and it hasn't, and it still has a phylactery, it will reform in 1d10 days. Basically, from 1 to 10 days, his body will reform and he will come back from his temporary destruction to hunt you down, kill you, or do whatever he wants. He also has turn resistance. Turning undead is basically scaring them. It's turning undead works only for undead, and it's quite effective. Not a lot of undead actually have this. For instance, a vampire doesn't have this, so that's a big weakness of a vampire. They have resistance, basically. They have advantage on saving throws against it, so they roll the dice twice, and they pick the highest number. Which comes up. They have some good resistances to cold, lightning, and necrotic damage. Basically, like cold is like snowy or stuff. Lightning is like lightning, and necrotic is where your flesh withers away from your bones and stuff. It's yeah, if anyone plays Minecraft, they would know it as the withering effect that does necrotic damage, if you were to translate it. They also have immunity to poison, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical attacks. So basically, if you have any weapon, it has to be a magical weapon, otherwise they don't get harmed by said weapon. They also have immunity to being charmed, exhausted, frightened, paralyzed, and poisoned, but many other undead also have those condition immunities. And they also have a true sight, which is quite handy, and a armor class of 17 just with natural armor, some okay hit points, and normal 30 feet of movement speed. Last, they have the action of paralyzing touch, which is basically touching a creature, deals 3d6 cold damage, and the target must do a save, basically roll a dice to see if you get the effect or not, for quite a high DC difficulty class, or be paralyzed for a minute, which is effectively 10 rounds of combat, which is quite long. You don't want to be paralyzed for that long. And now for the vampire. Vampires have regional effects for their lair, something which a lich doesn't have. They also have legendary actions, but they have way more in traits and stuff. They have legendary resistance, like a lich. But they have regeneration, basically means each turn they get 20 hit points back, if not from radiant damage or holy water, or if they're in the sun or running water. Most of the cool stuff they have, like changing shape or escaping when into mist back to its coffin when it's zero hit points is not into effect when in sunlight or in running water, which is two of the vampire weaknesses. Weaknesses are as follows. They can't enter a house or residence without having an invitation. They're harmed by running water. They get a stake. If they get a stake through their heart, they are paralyzed. I don't know if it's specifically when they're in their resting place or when it's any other time. And they take damage from sunlight. They can have a pretty good unarmed strike, and which they can also use to grapple a target. And they can bite someone, which does even more damage. They have a multi-attack, basically making multiple attacks in one turn, which is very powerful. And they can charm someone, and they can have a Children of the Night action, which they can only do once per day, which basically calls on bats, rats, or wolves. Yeah, and they have a 16 natural armor, which is lower than the one of the Lich. They've got 144 hit points, normal speed of 30 feet. They've got damage resistance to necrotic, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from the non-magical attacks. Basically means that they get to take half damage. And they've got pretty good strength, dexterity, and constitution, which is better than the Lich. They also can climb walls, because they've got spider climb, so basically they can walk on walls. There's also vampire warriors and spellcasters, which have a higher ace challenge rating, but still lower than a Lich, and vampire spawn, which is basically a weaker version of the vampire, which is obviously created by their lethal bite. You can find all this information on page 297. Now, we got to ask ourselves, what's all this information got to do with the question at hand? Well, if you go to page 295, you find a little block called Player Characters as Vampires. This tells us what vampires, player characters who turn into vampires, get. And it's basically there's physical capabilities, their resistances, and I would assume if it was for Lich, also immunities, their vision, dark vision in this case, traits, and actions. They also go into more detail there. They also note that their alignment changes, which basically means if someone is good or evil, if they follow the law or not. It's a bit like a guide on how to play the character. And they also note that the DM, the dungeon master, might take control of the character until it's brought back to life, or it's not a vampire anymore. So we're gonna compare the vampire and the lich in these following specific things. Okay, so now we know what to look for. Let's compare the two creatures. First thing, the physical powers of each creature. Vampire clearly has better stats there, in that regard. Then the damage resistances and immunities and condition immunities too. The Lich wins at that one by sheer numbers. Now the traits. This one is a tough one. The vampire has pretty good traits, yet each of them doesn't work in sunlight. And they, of course, have vampire weaknesses, which are pretty bad if you want to break into someone's house or sunbathe or swim in a river or anything like that. And you are quite susceptible to any adventurer or vampire hunter you come across, especially when you're asleep. The Lich has way less traits, yet they do have turn resistance, which the vampire does not. And though they maybe they do have regenerate, they don't have regeneration. They do have rejuvenation. Basically, they reform after they die. They come back. I'm not gonna, they also have spell casting, but I'm not gonna consider spell casting as a character usually will have spell casting if it's a magical person. Otherwise, they won't. The only reason liches have spell casting is because they were wizards in their formal life. They both have legendary resistance, and that's equal, and that's basically all their traits. It's very equal there. Now, actions is a clear win for a vampire. It's in what I think it's a clear win. The paralyzing touch is fine and all, it paralyzes people. But the vampire can charm those people, and they can make multiple attacks, which is pretty epic for a player character. Of course, another pro for plus for vampires is that you just have to have the monster manual. The monster manual tells you exactly what a player character has as a vampire. You don't have to go somewhere else. If you have the monster manual, you know what you expect from being turned into a vampire. That's basically it. Yeah, there's nothing else there. There's only the vision, which I might not have mentioned, I don't know, but that's pretty equal. Lich has true sight, which is little rarer. The vampire has dark vision, but it's both pretty good. It's 120 feet, which is usually the farthest it goes. Although, probably the Lich will win. And, maybe if you, personally, with the traits, I think because of the vampire's weaknesses, that a lich might have the upper hand there. Well, that was basically it. What do you think is the better undead to be? Mwah, ah, 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 ah.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.